This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today, I'm going to play some audio in New York of yet another undercover nurse confirming COVID-19 criminal hoax. Folks, they're creating victims is what they're doing. And to no surprise to anybody, this is all aimed at, these vaccinations, this COVID is aimed at, concerning population control, it's aimed at, guess what, friends, blacks, Hispanics, and Asians. You're going to hear that in just a couple minutes. Also keep in mind, Planned Parenthood, under criminal Barack Hussein Obama, if you remember right, remember he was the said senator in Illinois for, what, 142 days? And during that 142 days, that criminal sodomite actually voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Who's Planned Parenthood aimed at, friends? Blacks and Hispanics, people of color. Did you hear just last week, Melinda Gates, this wicked woman, she actually came out and said vaccinations first should go to the people of what? Color. So you're under the delusion right now that this system of government is in favor of Black Lives Matters and Antifa and people of color overall, using them as the victims, right? Well, again, we need to keep in mind this isn't an issue of color, but it is to wicked men and wicked women. And keep in mind that they are not advocating helping the people of color in any sense of the word. They're just using them to overthrow the system of government. And this is the face of communism and totalitarianism to a T. But there's much to cover. I'm going to get back to that in just a couple of minutes. I want to let you know that if you want to jump online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 15 articles, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have former gubernatorial candidate out of Michigan who writes, former rep out of Michigan who writes for sonsoflibertymedia.com. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute writes for sonsoflibertymedia.com. Ron Paul writes for sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pamela Geller writes for sonsoflibertymedia.com. Matt Agarist, Jim Brown, Tim Brown, the list goes on, friends. We have people that are engaged in the culture war that believe the God of Israel and saying that we can win the day by obeying his government. Remember, it does come into play, friends. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over to the right side. You'll see us on the right side there. Click onto the video and join us on live chat. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live even now. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com, and we're on the front page. page, click onto the video, join us on live chat. If you're one of the 125 cities listening to us right now across the United States of America, or you're one of the countries that we actually broadcast into, preach into, of the 53 countries on our globe that we are broadcasting into, you can call us at any time. Love hearing from you. Pro or con, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com or Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, okay? Friends, listen. One of the things I've been noticing more than anything over the last couple of days, and I've noticed this for 23 years of ministry. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, I've noticed this since I've been on this planet. I was raised under a mother who was a workaholic. When she was in relationships, she was always the one wearing the pants. And I'm saying that out of respect for the Word of God. And I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that she's not created to be leading the way in such a fashion that she is. But she did it in spite of my dad that was AWOL, or missing in action, okay, to her credit. So I'm high-fiving her for taking the responsibility where men, and in this particular case, my dad left off his obligations before God and man concerning us kids. Well, I'm noticing this across the country when I do tea parties. All over the country, friends, we've done, I can't even tell you how many of them. You know who were the responsible party? You know who took it upon themselves to lead up those tea parties? You know who that were seen across the country concerning those that are taking responsibility in dealing with the issues? We're seeing women take the responsibility. And what I'm noticing just over the last couple of days, namely on memes or memes, posts, public posts, friends, women are asking the question concerning these rioters and these looters and this corruption in both the church and in the state. They're asking the question, where are the men? This is honestly before God. This is what I'm taking note of. The women are asking the question, where are the men? One other lady said, where are the men in this country and why are they allowing this to happen to this country? Well, I can tell you firsthand. Matter of fact, I'm going to do that over the next segment and this one as well with the time that I have allotted left. There was a famous woman preacher who had said the only reason that I have been the one to take on the call of God is she said the Lord passed over 1,000 men who refused the call to get to me. I want to say that again. And this is just not in the church. This is across the United States of America. I could go even so far as going over into Europe and knowing firsthand it's the women taking the reins because the men fail to do so. And again, the women are asking the question, where are the men? Now, for the men that are a part of the battle, we're in this together. And you notice the same things that I'm talking about even now and the question marks that the women are laying to our candor. But think about this. A famous preacher who happened to be a woman preacher had said, the Lord passed over 1,000 men who refused the call to get to me. Is that not a reproach upon the men in this country? Oh, absolutely it is. You know, one thing that I'm noticing more and more today is something that I became aware of right when I got into ministry. I noticed again that where the men are called and mandated to take the lead in dealing with the issues that we face in America today, that more often than not, they were AWOL. They are derelict of duty. They're missing in action. They left their post. You get what I'm talking about, don't you, women? I know you do. I'm going to come back and I'm going to actually tell you where I know firsthand, through testimony and experience, as to where I find the men. Because more than not, they're hiding behind their women, and there's a reason for it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the question marks that the women are leaving online on social media to the men. They're asking the question, where are the men? Or why are the men in this country allowing this to happen? Folks, it's been the same question that I've asked since day one. I mean, I already understand the state of the church, a bunch of capitulating, effeminate cowards, for the most part, hands down. No question about it. That's why you're in trouble today, because you've tolerated this, America. And then when you look over at government, it's the same thing. You see empty suits. You see a bunch of Judases that have sold you out, America, with the kiss that they continuously kiss you with. And the Bible clearly warns us. That's Luke 22:48. But it also talks about faithful are the wounds of a friend, one to tell you the truth. They don't do that. They do the opposite. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And this is exactly, again, what you put up with. And so we have to get back to this, and I want to answer the question that the women are asking. I'm with you. I'm asking the same question. And just as a reminder to the men that are in the battle, listen, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. And you may even be discouraged and disheartened by the lack of men or those that call themselves men in action the way that I am. And but again, I don't put my trust there. And it's not that we have to turn around and rebuke them 15 times. Folks, they have a conscience that condemns them to no end. And apparently, in many cases, more than not, they've seared their own consciences that they won't take that conviction of the Holy Ghost anymore. John 16, starting in verse 8. And that's to their own damnation. But let me answer the question here. As I just said, that we have noticed... Since I've been in ministry, that was one of the first things that I noticed. Why are the women leading everything? They're not created to do that. But I am high-fiving the women that are responding. When you go to 1 Timothy 5:14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house. It doesn't say anything about them going outside and having to beat off the wolves because the men are being entertained inside the house. Now, does it? No. And by the way, if you're one of these that are guilty of the crimes before God and before your wife and the rest of us, you know what? Take it. Apply it. And repent. Period. Matthew 3:2. I want you to understand that I see him AWOL as well. In contrast, we see women in these groups all across the country in positions of leadership because, again, the men were not being faithful to the call. Luke 14:16-18. Then he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Scripture condemns them. What does it say? And they all with one consent began to make excuses to their own damnation and to their own destruction. Okay? I also noticed that where men were and are derelict in duty when it comes to facing off with corruption on so many levels, that you would not have a problem finding them on Sundays after church sitting in front of the television set with their favorite football teams, hockey, baseball, basketball, whatever the case may be, what are they doing? In this particular case, watching a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball playing a game that they'd forget about within 2 days. See, that's taking priority. I've said to you in the past, and I'll say it again today, you're under attack today by those from the Middle East because they realize out of their own mouth that America's new gods are now that of sports. It's been their gods for years, decades in this country. That's why they're attacking. You're an easy prey. You care more about what's going on that football field than you do care about corruption in your government. I'm here to tell you today, you lose your freedoms, you're not going to have a football game to go to. And it's idolatry. Jeremiah 11:13, and I'm answering these with scripture today because I had some guy say, well, why don't you read those scriptures off? Because he fails to do his own due diligence, friends. He doesn't want to study. He wants me to do it for him, right? And then he tries to condemn me for not doing for him what he expects me to do. Well, I want to tell you this. You can go ahead and adhere your pastor or your priest. You can adhere your clothes to him all that you want and think that he's your vicar. But I'm here to tell you that you're going to answer to God on judgment day all by yourself with nobody there to help you. The only vicar you have, the place of divine, is Jesus Christ. One mediator under God, and his name is Jesus Christ. Period. Jeremiah 11:13. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah. Idolatry. And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense or incense unto Baal. Well, what are you talking about, Brad? Oh, well, every city you go to, you have football teams, right? Baseball teams, basketball teams. Who do men? Let me ask you this: who supports those clubs? Men do. And then when it talks about how you even burn incense unto Baal, isn't it interesting? Again, how these men can go to a football game or a game of their choice or the sport of their choice? They can dress up naked. And I'm talking about just wearing shorts and then putting in Minnesota here a hat on with two horns out of their head. They're painted half purple and half yellow. And what do? They scream their hearts out on the behalf of their favorite team. And somehow or another, that's normal. But when the preacher gets on the radio to start to preach against them, some reason or another, they have taken on the mindset that that's extreme. Well, let it be extreme then. Because right is extreme against the wrong and vice versa, period. There's no in-betweenites here. Okay? So that's their prayers going up to their altars. Baal. How's that working out for you? Well, or what you could do is perhaps you could find them in front of the screen on the internet watching porn to fulfill their ungodly desires. How many preachers I've heard tell me that they've had a problem with it or they've had pornography under their beds. It explains why we are where we're at today. Read 2 Timothy 2:22, where to flee youthful lusts. Okay? Matthew 5:28 says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And then he goes on and even says, in grace, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes, right? better for you to pluck out one of your eyes, showing you the price of your soul. He's not literally telling you to pluck out your eye. He's telling you this is the severity and the price and the worth of your soul in comparison to your physical eye. Nobody in their right mind would sell me one of their eyeballs for $1 million. And if they would, they're out of their mind. But he said it's better for you to pluck out one of your eye and to cast it away rather than to end up in hell with both of them. That's grace, okay? The law said the soul that sinneth, it shall what? It shall die. Well, we can see that all the more under grace. We need to trust the Lord and ask him for more grace to keep his commandments better. Answering the question to the women that are asking, where are the men? Maybe you'll find them out of fear hiding behind their wives, not realizing that the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Or surely these men have not come to the realization that they will be the first ones called upon on judgment day only to be sent to their place of torment. The very first individuals that are addressed on judgment day are those that are fearful. Okay? And why are they fearful? Because they're unbelieving. And why are they unbelieving, folks? Because they equate abomination. They're abominable. Read Revelation 21, verse 8. So in conclusion, we find the women asking the same question that the Lord is asking. The Lord asks the question, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? So it's not just the women asking, it's also the Lord asking. In this particular case, in which I'm highlighting, it's the women asking why the men are not responding to God and man. Why are they having to do what you yourselves failed to do? And we need to understand our history as well. You'll see that many folks of our forefathers were very mighty men of valor, no question about it. So the Lord's asking the question, who shall I send? Who shall go for us? Isaiah 6:8. And then the Lord says in Psalm 94:16, listen carefully, this applies to all of us. And again, the women are responding, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? The Lord asks. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? There's no better time right now, friends, than to prove the God of Israel. These are exciting times. Yes, though they are fearful, like the Chinese, there's a word called crisis that has two definitions. One's danger, one's opportunity. Which one are you taking? And the point across the country, I see the women standing up to do what it is that the men should be doing because the men are not taking their rightful places of leadership. Again, I want to say this and reiterate the point. I high-five the women for their courage. But it's time for the men, right women, to act like men and to take their rightful roles as leaders once again under Christ so that we can answer the question and know where the men are at in leading the way. Okay, so if you want a dovetail, friends, you just got it. You're always going to hear come from this microphone, 90% law, 10% grace. You'll always, no matter how dire the situation is, you're always going to hear the message of grace. And here it is. Under God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, with Jesus Christ put upon us, not in that order, we can overcome. Because it's the faith of the Son of God who loved us that overcomes the world, friends. And don't ever forget it. Just make sure Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. We're going to come right back to this topic, friends. New York undercover nurse confirms COVID-19 is a criminal hoax. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of minutes. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We'll be right back on the other side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many states are reopening their economies after the pandemic, but in fact, many experts say the pandemic is not over and that coronavirus cases in those states are spiking now and hospital beds are filling quickly. The CDC's Dr. Jay Butler says the economy may need to be shut down again.
Cases begin to go up again, and particularly if they go up dramatically, mitigation efforts such as what were implemented back in March may be needed again.
Americans could be in for more stimulus checks. As Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said today, the Trump administration is seriously considering another round of payments for citizens to help navigate the economic downfall from the pandemic. The son of NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is under arrest, charged with stabbing a neighbor. And this is USA Radio News. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton is reportedly ripping President Trump in his upcoming memoir. A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adding, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meanwhile, Bolton argues that House Democrats committed impeachment malpractice when they kept their prosecution focused too narrowly on Trump's Ukraine scandal. Clemson University is removing the name of former vice president and renowned white supremacist John C. Calhoun from its honors college. Calhoun served during John Quincy Adams' administration and strongly defended slavery. The university was also built on Calhoun's plantation. It's been 4 years ago today since the Pulse nightclub shootings in Orlando. 49 people were killed before the gunman died in a shootout with police. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Well, you just heard it, yeah, so they teed it up for me. And here we are, friends, wave two, right? Dr. Fauci, or Fauci, okay, is back already helping to drum up fear. Notice during the peak and hysteria of looting, of destroying, concerning the narrative of George Floyd, you barely heard a word about the coronavirus. And as I said, friends, it's halftime. And right on cue, if you would listen, America, you'll figure these people out. Right on cue, the narrative is beginning to go away. And now all of a sudden they're going to revert back to what again? Their old narrative. They got to keep you in a perpetual state of fear because they want to control. They got to show you that our system of government doesn't work. The problem is not our institution of government. The problem is who capacitates the offices, friends. We need good men in capacity in considering representative positions in this country. If people would figure that out and we would take responsibility, these people like this Mr. Fauci or Fauci, they belong in jail. He's a fraudster. This is criminal fraud being perpetuated on the American people. And right on cue, get this, right on cue, here he is again, helping to drum up more fear, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out. I want to go back to this and I want you to listen carefully. Because It was Ron Paul who said governments love crisis because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties and the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. And ever since then, they've created agencies to war against the people that dare stand up against the global order. And it's ironic, said Ron Paul, to see the same individuals who tried to impeach the president last month for abuse of power demanding that now the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. And rest assured, what you just heard on during the break, friends, they are fabricated and they are manufactured numbers. You're going to hear that in just a couple minutes. Ron Paul goes on declaring a pandemic emergency like that on Friday. President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus as political rights. Stop and seize. This is Trump. Stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of the contagious disease. By the way, has anybody paid attention to the fact that Donald Trump will not wear a mask? Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. It applies to you and me, just like what they do when they create things like the American Health Care Act, which used to be the Romney Care Act, which used to be the Obamacare Act. Folks, they keep changing the name because they want to manipulate the people to think now that we got a good president in there, or so you would have it, 2 Corinthians 11:14-16. Now all of a sudden we'll change the name and then they'll accept it under this administration because they like this guy. Of course, that's what they're doing. But notice that Obamacare doesn't apply to them. It applies to us. They've exempted themselves from that, friends. Friends, you need to understand this is what happens in any country throughout history when you fail to deal with corruption. Again, there's the answer right there. And now, again, he said, stop and seize, the president did, any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of the contagious disease, by the way, which he did not feel was credible. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, he surrounded himself with all of these individuals that just happened to work for Bill Gates. And the magic pill, friends, create the chaos, bring in the New World Order, create the problems, and then we'll bring them the answer. We'll play the problem solver. What's the pill in the jam? Vaccinations. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Folks, this is just getting too far out there. You already know what you're facing today. Okay, Tim Brown just wrote, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We known and have known that the hoax of the coronavirus and COVID-19 has been clearly exposed for some time now. Some still want to believe the truth and others want to suppress the truth. Notice those doctors that have come out in the hundreds of thousands on a global basis have been shut down. They've been scrubbed from the internet, telling you that COVID is not about science, it's not about COVID-19, but it's about control. We played that audio for you several times on this show. Who's telling you the truth, friends? The ones that lie to you all the time, now they're telling you the truth? Or doctors who have nothing to gain from this that are telling you the truth because they understand it's about control? When this first came out, if you remember right, I did an article on March 14th, what does all this fear drive you towards the government's answer or the Lord's resolve? I had written, we had Vietnam in the 60s, we had the energy crisis in the 70s, AIDS in the 80s, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya, the war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia, Civil War, Bosnia War, illegal drug wars, and more. This is just in the 90s. Then in 2000, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War, Y2K was going to destroy everything in 2000. Remember that? Then we had 2001. It was the anthrax that was going to kill us. 2002, it was the West Nile virus that's going to kill us. 2003, SARS is going to kill us. 2005, the bird flu is going to kill us. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. 2008, financial collapse is going to destroy us. We're facing both of those in one today. 2009, the swine flu is going to kill us. 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. 2013, the North Koreans were going to destroy us. us if we didn't deal with them, right? No, they just resisted a new world order. They were going to cause World War III if we didn't deal with them. 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us. And 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. 2016, Zika virus was going to kill us. 2020, now the coronavirus is going to kill us. Only to now find that in 2003, they had a television program called The Dead Zone that I highlighted last weekend, where they literally used every single word that's being thrown on you today concerning the virus, even going so far as to call it the coronavirus, that it came from China, talked about masks, chloroquine. Folks, the list goes on. Okay. Then we had in 2011 another movie that came out riding on the heels of The Dead Zone called Contagion, promulgating the same exact propaganda concerning a virus. 2015, we have an individual that I played this last weekend that worked for FEMA over 20 years that had said that this has been in the books since 2015 and now it's into full play. They even named the virus. And then 2015 also, we had Bill Gates, who's capitalizing off of all this, who wants to depopulate the world, who's now demonizing anybody that refuses to take a vaccination on cue through totalitarian methods. He was promulgating this. He was forecasting this in 2015. And in 2017, we got the same little con man. How you take this guy serious? I have no understanding there, folks, with Mr. Anthony Fauci. Zero. He's a little con man flicking his Mason signs in front of the camera who's selling you out by trying to what? Promote more fear for a second wave of what you've already known and are knowing today, if this is the first time listening, that has been forecasted for years in this country. Let me ask you the question. How many doctors need to come forward in telling you that you're being completely lied to? I'm just curious. How many people need to tell you the truth of the issue before you actually adhere to the truth? I just got back from South Dakota because I wanted to go there and live out a little normalcy. In other words, get out of the house and go out to eat somewhere. I spent 4 days there working from South Dakota for 4 days. Okay? Had no problems going out to eat anywhere, had no problems with people. We've seen probably one out of every 100, friends, people wearing a mask. Why? Because the governor in that state, one of nine, did not bow to the propaganda that's being thrown on you today. Isn't that interesting? I took my kids to a pool park. And while they were swimming, folks, there was 150 people in that park. Apparently, they didn't get the memo. And guess what? Everybody probably drove home now, and everybody's A-OK, except those that are spewing out more propaganda on you, friends, because at the end of the day, just like the doctors from Bakersfield came out and told you, it's not about COVID-19, it's not about science, it's about control. That's exactly what this is all about. They're forcing compliance. That's why you have this little stooge who sold his soul, and you along with it, if you believe his propaganda, that guess what? We may just have a second wave. And don't think for one moment, friends, for the record, that Donald Trump wasn't pushing the same message. He's the one that gave Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci the platform in the first place. And he also pushed the same fear that they pushed. And again, if you want to put two and two together, that's all you have to do is go ahead and look at Donald Trump's coronavirus task team. Who are they? They're all working for Bill Gates. And what? Pushing the same narrative. They want to get a vaccination in you. I just shared with you during the first segment, friends. Bill Gates, his parents, who were they? They were the ones that ran Planned Parenthood. That's where he got his ideologies about population control. Well, I'll tell you what again, and let me remind Billy and Melinda that, listen, if you want vaccinations, you first. And you know as well as I do, just like any other government program, it never applies to them somehow and mysteriously, and the American people take it on, doesn't apply to them. We found out that his dad works for Planned Parenthood. We already understand he wants to depopulate the world. He wants to browbeat those that refuse the vaccination. So what do? They force compliance through others that are allied with them, through federal government and through the state governors and mayors throughout the United States of America. Folks, you need to understand those that are submitting to this message, for the most part, they are showing their allegiance to a global order. They're showing their allegiance to a system of propaganda to overthrow your form of government. That's a fact that nobody can dispute. When I get back on the other side, friends, I'm going to play this audio for you from this nurse in New York that confirms that the COVID-19 is a criminal hoax. And then she tells you at who it's all aimed. The blacks, the Hispanics, the Asians, and the people of color. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I've been teeing it up for this, friends. New York, again, undercover nurse confirms COVID-19. I want to say this. It's important that you understand. You just heard during the break, not this one, the one that preceded this last one, they were talking about how the beds are being filled up. I want you to pay attention as to how the beds are being filled up. Also, keep in mind we had Todd Starnes from Fox News go to that of Brooklyn, New York, when it was being promulgated and broadcasted through the mainstream media's useful idiots, that there was literally chaos going on at the local hospital there in Brooklyn. So he decided to take a camera over there so he could see firsthand exactly as to what was going on there. There was not one person, not one person there. We had Jason Jones from Hawaii do the same exact thing. The media was promoting the fact that all this chaos was taking place. Everybody's going to get their shots. They want to go get tested for COVID-19. He took a camera there. There was not one person there. Then all of a sudden they started doing this all across the country, only to find out that it wasn't just happening there, friends, in Hawaii or New York. It was happening all over the country. There was nobody at these hospitals. I have a friend that's an RN in the state of Minnesota. Just talked to him 4 days ago. Said, Bradley, I have yet to deal with one genuine case of COVID-19. He said, our whole hospital was set up on one wing to deal with the COVID-19 because of what the media was saying. He said they took it all down because they didn't service one individual. America, either you're going to take it for what the truth is in judging the issue and the situations by its fruit, or you're going to listen to those that you don't believe. You're a hypocrite, and you're the worst of men. I want you to listen to Erin Marie Alzuski. She's a nurse-turned-investigative journalist who has spent the last few months on the front lines of the coronavirus plandemic on the inside of two radically different settings, two hospitals, one private, the other public, okay? One in Florida, the other in New York. I'll play this for as long as I can. I'm going to do my best to come back and share with you a short conversation I had with an individual in Rapid City just last week so you can understand that 9 out of 10 people think the exact same way concerning the conversation that we're having. But this first, New York undercover nurse confirms COVID-19 criminal hoax. Listen carefully.
The fact that they'll get it, because they're already immunocompromised. So they're they'll put them in the same room. So there's double rooms. So you have a COVID with a non-COVID. They don't even care. We have enough rooms where they can be separated now because it's not as busy as it was, 4 weeks ago. But they don't care. They're just putting them together. I have that right now happening.
And like the guy over in...
That were two negatives.
And they end up positive. Like the guy over in 29, I had him upstairs because I was on CCU before it.
Yeah.
And he came in with a stroke.
I know, that's what 26-1 was, a stroke.
And no COVID, and now he's got COVID, and he's on a vent.
Well, because we gave it to him.
Can you stop it for a moment?
I don't know how this...
Stop it for a moment. Okay, this is her talking to other nurses inside of the hospital. A guy comes in with a heart issue, okay? He's tested not positive for COVID. He's then signed up, brought into one of the hospital rooms. Now he mysteriously turns COVID-19, and he's in the hospital now for COVID-19, which has nothing to do with the issue of his heart. This is what they're doing, friends. She brings up the point that 60% of the people that get on these ventilators, she said, if they're put on a ventilator, 60 to 90% of those people that are put on those ventilators will not walk out of the hospital. They'll die there. She also brought up the point that this is aimed at the poor, those that have Medicaid because they can tap into the insurance policy codes in numbers so they can draw out cash. But she had brought up the point that it was aimed at the poor. And then she was asked by another doctor about who is this aimed at. She said the poor. Then she brings up it's aimed at the blacks, the Hispanics, and the Asians. Okay? See, you're under the delusion right now that the media is supporting them. No, they're just setting them up for the fall, and they should know better than this. But they don't care, friends. See, the problem that we have in this country on so many fronts is if the people would quit responding to those that are spewing out their propaganda, then that's all we'd have to do. If we dealt with them, they couldn't spew it out, number one. Number two is this. Why is it the people take on their propaganda points, and if you notice when they do, they begin to stir up domestic insurrection in one way or another because of what falls from the list from the CIA-controlled media and or corrupt politicians. Why don't you let them do their fighting? Well, like I've said 100 times, let me say it a different way. If you want war, then you go fight. Hey, folks, if you make them do the fighting, they're not going to do it. They expect that useful idiots will do their fighting for them. And that's what their hopes are. I can take this over to what Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, war criminal, who sits next to Donald Trump concerning unconstitutional wars. We have been at war for over 222 years in this country. Oh, we've been a country for what, 245 now? Someone do the math for me. He said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for what? Foreign policy. Well, so are these doctors that are going along with this agenda. You're just dumb, stupid, useful animals, said Henry Kissinger, and you're promulgating and pushing forth a narrative that's not true. You're being used to destroy your own people. You should be ashamed of yourself. Get educated so you can understand who's creating the problems. Deal with them. But folks, look at this. We have Aaron Marie Olszewski going into a hospital, showing you the difference between what's going on in New York and in Florida, telling you that these people that are coming in, 50% of the people that are coming into these hospitals test negative, and before you know it, they're actually brought into a hospital room and then mysteriously are tested positive. Why? Because they need to manufacture the numbers. And then when they die, it adds to the tally that they need to push the fear on you and me so we accept their vaccinations. That's what this is about. Let's keep going on here. This is an undercover nurse confirming COVID-19 is a criminal hoax. Listen.
About the school bus several.
But she literally came in with a broom and then she left like 5 minutes later. My patient has died of COVID and she didn't mop the floor. She was cleaning, getting prepared for my next patient, and she didn't mop the floor. I was like,
That's a standard.
I didn't think I had to tell her that.
People don't know how to properly wear their PPE. Because let's go back to Ebola. Like, when Ebola was here, people took that very seriously. You have a nurse in the room in all the head-to-toe PPE. This is Ebola. This is. I'm going to compare it. And you have another nurse that's outside the room handing supplies. You know, the clean nurse and the dirty nurse, right? Going and when they're taking their outfit off, one nurse is unzipping the back so she can take it out, walking out.
Mm.
They're not doing that here. We're wearing, like, our scrubs. And then we have maybe, like, a net top. Our pants are exposed. They're wearing booties over their shoes, but the booties are going room to room to room, and then people will wear them through the hospital.
So there's massive spread just through the improper use of the PPE.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. Everyone, it looks good. It looks good. It looks like you're super safe, but in reality, it's ridiculous. So you're going to go to... You'll go room to room. You'll maybe take that top off, put a new top on. But the rest of you is still exposed.
This individual, you can go ahead and turn it down. You can go ahead and check this article out. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. New York undercover nurse confirms COVID-19. Criminal hoax. Just keep going down. You'll find it. Scroll it. You'll find it. The video's there as well. And folks, you'll also find that she had brought up the fact that there's no doctors in some of these particular cases. If there's one dentist in there and the rest of them are just like interns. So they're not qualified to be there in the first place. So what you're hearing from the politicians through the CIA-controlled media is not true. It's not true. Okay? I want to go to South Dakota really quick in the last minute that I have here. When I went to South Dakota, everybody got their haircuts. So we went and we sat down. We talked to a woman there. We were not there. The lady that did our hair, we were not there for more than 3 minutes. And she said, you know what? I just want to tell you. I think what's going on is completely planned. She said, I don't believe in what's going on. And she said, as a matter of fact, she said, what I see happening right now is a lot of what we see in America today is exactly what happened in Germany. And I put my head down and I started to laugh. I said, you know what? 9 times out of 10 people see this for what it is, but they act like we're talking about somebody else's country. Then she went on in closing and told me that when all of these rioters were shipped in, they were, and this narrative was hijacked, she said they came to Rapid City. She said all the business owners in the Old West, she laughed a little bit when she said it, took their arms and they stood right outside of their businesses to let those that know that if you're going to come here and you're going to cause any problems, you're not going to be having problems with my businesses. Guess what, friends? Not one window was broken. Because why? Armed resistors defying what? Tyranny on the streets. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.